And it came to pass. Enjoy art depicting stories from the Book of Mormon. When the angel Moroni appeared to the prophet Joseph Smith in September 1823, he spoke of a book written upon gold plates, giving an account of the former inhabitants of this continent. Joseph Smith History 1, verse 34. The translation of these plates became the Book of Mormon. Joseph's mother, Lucy, wrote of the time period when Joseph was discovering the stories of the Book of Mormon for himself. Joseph gave us some of the most amusing recitals which could be imagined. He would describe the ancient inhabitants of this continent, their dress, their manner of traveling, the animals which they rode, the cities that they built, and the structure of their buildings with every particular, their mode of warfare, and their religious worship, as specifically as though he had spent his life with them. As we read the Book of Mormon today, its stories easily capture our imagination. Latter-day Saint artists have created works that strive to capture the power, excitement, and inspiration of some of the stories from the book. A few of their works are accompanying this article. He Did Bring Glad Tidings to My Soul by Walter Raine. And behold, an angel of the Lord hath declared it unto me, Samuel the Lamanite, and he did bring glad tidings to my soul. Helaman chapter 13, verse 7. Go Tell Your Father by Jeremy C. Winborg. I looked up and beheld the same messenger, who commanded me to go to my father, and tell him of the vision and commandments which I had received. Joseph Smith History 1, verse 49. Enos by Ken Corbett. And my soul hungered, and I kneeled down before my Maker, and I cried unto him in mighty prayer and supplication for mine own soul. And all the day long did I cry unto him. Yea, and when the night came, I did still raise my voice high, that it reached the heavens. Enos, chapter 1, verse 4. The Promised Land by Minerva Tykert. But said Lehi, notwithstanding our afflictions, we have obtained a land of promise, a land which is choice above all other lands, a land which the Lord God hath covenanted with me, should be a land for the inheritance of my seed. 2 Nephi chapter 1, verse 5. Lamanite Maidens by Minerva Tykert. Now there was a place in Shemlon where the daughters of the Lamanites did gather themselves together to sing, and to dance, and to make themselves merry. Mosiah chapter 20, verse 1. Lehi's Dream by Araceli Andrade. And it came to pass that while my father Lehi tarried in the wilderness, he spake unto us, saying, Behold, I have dreamed a dream, or in other words, I have seen a vision. 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 2. Lehi's Dream in Bronze by James Slowick. And it came to pass that I beheld a tree, whose fruit was desirable to make one happy. 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 10. Tree of Life by Marcus Allen Vincent. And it came to pass that I did go forth and partake of the fruit thereof, and I beheld that it was most sweet above all that I ever before tasted. Yea, and I beheld that the fruit thereof was white to exceed all the whiteness that I had ever seen. And as I partook of the fruit thereof, it filled my soul with exceedingly great joy. Wherefore, I began to be desirous that my family should partake of it also, for I knew that it was desirable above all other fruit. 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 11 through 12. The Waters of Mormon by George Coco. And after this manner Alma did baptize every one that went forth to the place of Mormon. And they were a number about 204 souls. Yea, and they were baptized in the waters of Mormon, and were filled with the grace of God. Mosiah chapter 18, verse 16. Their Joy Was Full by Walter Raine. And it came to pass that after we, Nephi and his brothers, had come down into the wilderness unto our father, behold, he was filled with joy, and also my mother Sariah, and was exceedingly glad, for she truly had mourned because of us. And when we had returned to the tent of my father, behold, their joy was full, and my mother was comforted. 1 Nephi chapter 5, verses 1 and 7. Dawn of a Promised Land by Frank M. Thomas. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, did guide the ship, that we sailed again towards the Promised Land. And it came to pass that after we had sailed for the space of many days, we did arrive at the Promised Land, and did pitch our tents, and we did call it the Promised Land. 1 Nephi chapter 18, verses 22 through 23. Behold Your Little Ones by Gary L. Kapp. And when Christ had said these words, He wept, and the multitude bare record of it. And He took their little children one by one, and blessed them, and prayed unto the Father for them. And when He had done this, He wept again. And He spake unto the multitude, and said unto them, Behold your little ones. And as they looked to behold, they cast their eyes towards heaven, and they saw the heavens open, and they saw angels descending out of heaven, as it were in the midst of fire. And they came down and encircled those little ones about, and they were encircled about with fire, and the angels did minister unto them. 3 Nephi chapter 17, verses 21 through 24. End of the article, and it came to pass, art depicting stories from the Book of Mormon.